Hey, it's the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Again, I am Chris Lorton. I am your host. And today I have a special guest. Especially recently, we had 9 inches of rain. And according to what I know, there was like 600 homes were affected by this downpour. And what also happened was a lot of sewers got backed up and flooded people's basements. It was a terrible deal. And we talk about sewer lines. I invited in today Ryan Lane, who, Ryan, is a master of sewers, of cleaning out sewers, figuring out sewers. And I thought I knew something about it. Because I grew up, my dad, I remember when he bought a sewer machine when I was about 10. So I've been involved in cleaning out sewers almost my whole life. And I've got, when I was in the construction business, I had a couple different sewer machines. I had all the rigs. And, me and my guys would clean sewers either for us or for other people when needed. But about 2 years ago at one of my, which was an old nursing home, 608 Pearl, we turned it into apartments. And I got caught in a sewer catastrophe. I mean, this thing, I worked on this thing for from about 5 o'clock till midnight on a Friday night and then back again next day, Saturday, and I had somebody helping me. It was a nightmare. Why? Because it's such a big building. There's 13 units. I mean, it was a lot of square footage there. And I was about ready to just jump off the Hardin Bridge. It was driving me crazy. I was a mess. And somebody, I was actually somebody connected with the city water department, gave me Ryan's number. I called him and, the guy is amazing. I witnessed it firsthand. So I introduce you to Ryan Lane. I think he's the best sewer guy around. And welcome, Ryan.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy. I'm just talking. He doesn't like talking about it. Just he not only just takes, you know, he can take, anybody can take a machine and stick a line into the drain and let it eat. You know, boom, boom, boom.
Right.
But yeah. But you have a feel. You can tell what's going on. You know when it makes a turn. You know if it hits something. Really hits something. Or if it's just, you know, you can tell what's going on. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, honestly, I have to, most of the stuff that I can say that I do, I have to credit my grandfather for.
Cause, that's right. You're third generation.
Yes. So when I grew up and... it always intrigued me because I see my grandfather doing all these things, working with equipment and repairing and stuff like that. And always like doing something, working with my hands. But of course it was the hard way and it was miserable. But then as I got older, I understood and still have a better understanding of what he was teaching me. So we did everything by hand. So dragging the cable out by hand and pulling it back by hand. Some long, miserable times where I would push in 300 feet and pull back 300 feet, which was absolutely miserable.
Yes.
I'm being exhausted, and he would smile and tell me, do it all over again.
Yeah.
And then as time went on, of course, and he goes, did you feel that? Did you pay attention to what you were doing? We have, you know, most machines have automatic feeders, so you'll push the cable in and pull the cable out. Well, doing that way, you can get you in trouble, get you in a lot of trouble at times, and I didn't quite understand what my grandfather meant until, as time goes on, that I was pulling cables out of sewers that people had gotten stuck in there, either be from homeowners or other companies, was shoving it with automatic feeder and didn't realize their cable were doubling up inside the sewer line because you can't feel it. You just keep shoving and shoving, and you don't have any idea, you know.
You just think that you hit something hard.
Yeah, well, even at that, you're just going, you hit something hard, then you feel like you broke free. In reality, is the cable is just twisting
the cable
out.
Broke.
But no, just wrapping itself. It just keeps wrapping itself over and over again, especially like if you hit, you know, not aware there's a manhole close by, and you're inside the manhole.
Yes.
And it slowly starts wrapping up.
I've did that before.
It's not a fun time trying to get one out. So, and it took me quite a few years because it's something that just doesn't happen overnight, right? So even to this day, I'm always learning something new or changing something. Because if I feel if you're not doing something, you're not learning, you're not growing. So every house is different. It could be the exact same house built the exact same way. Doesn't mean the cable is going to do the exact same thing.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I just know, I didn't say this, on the night of terror that I experienced with my sewer line, I had called this, I tried it myself. I'm like, this is beyond me. So I called a company out of Alton. I'm not going to say their name, but they came and they worked on it. They worked on it till,
excuse me,
you know, for about 4 or 5 hours till the guy finally said, I got to go. I can't work on it anymore. Mm-hmm. I go, you can't. But he was, you know, he could put a cable in, mm-hmm. you know, but he left and gave me a big bill that I had to pay, you know, like $700, you know.
Excuse me, just
for his time, you know. But when you got there, you started checking everything out. You started looking at everything. And I remember even when you had a cable and it was going, and we were trying to figure out what's going on with this thing.
Right.
You know. And, of course, come to find out later on, we found there was two different outlets mm-hmm. or inlets or whatever it is. There was two different things going on.
Right.
And we were on the wrong one.
Yes, yeah.
And I didn't realize there was two different sewer outlets to that building, but there was.
Right, it can happen.
Yeah. Yeah. But you even got out, I remember you put your head on the ground like you do on a railroad track and was listening, you know, mm-hmm. to the cable, where the cable was going.
Right.
Figured
right,
it yeah. out. So anyway, experience. I mean, you can just, you're amazing. I know you don't like that, like, but.
No, I like being humble, and I tell people all the time, I heard you're the best, and I say, well, no, I do the best I can. And that's kind of how I leave it, because I think that keeps you humble and versus just getting this great big head thinking you're this big guy, and then you start making a bunch of mistakes. And we all make mistakes in this business, and it's like any other business.
It's not
you're going
not
to have
that,
some.
It's not that glamorous of a business.
It is not. Excuse me.
But you look at it. I mean, you feel good about it. You're proud about it.
And absolutely.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. I've done other things, but. Also, somebody that has ADHD and runs 100 miles an hour, their brain just goes constantly. It kind of calms it down because you're always on the move. You're not stuck at one spot every single day, going to the same building every single day. That drives me nuts. After about a month or so of doing that, I just start twitching. I could feel it coming. So the to move around and the people. Honestly, I love the customers, you know, that
people are so thankful.
Well, I stay thankful, but some of the times I can hear their stories about their life, especially if they're a lot older and hear what they've gone through and hear some of their stories that you will never hear just walking around. And that's something that I treasure because it's kind of like a dying art, you know. So I enjoy that. You know, seeing the same customers since I was a kid and then still seeing them now. And it's kind of like having a family without being part of the family. You know?
Hey, let's talk about, of course, you're a family man. You got some kids.
Absolutely, yes.
You're married with how many children?
I have five boys.
Five boys?
Yes.
Wow.
And now,
do they help you in the biz?
No, I didn't really want them to get into it. I wanted them to go a different route due to the fact that you don't have much life, especially during our busy times, you know. It gets extremely busy. They didn't see dad, you know, at times when it got extremely busy. I would go to work before they got up for school, and they would go to bed before I got home. And that's something that any moment of a break, I was make sure I was involved in their lives. And that was kind of rough at times. And I truly regret there's sometimes that I could have just said no. And that's something that I always will regret. And a lot of people have, you know, regrets of something, right? I did try to be involved as much as possible. I did coach their baseball teams on the recs and their basketball teams and stuff and soccer. And so I was still always trying to be involved.
But when you get a call for a sewer line, you got to go.
Regardless. At times, yes, yes. Yeah.
Hey, let's go over a few things. Hey, yeah. If you're just joining us, I have Ryan Lane, and actually your name's Rigby.
Rigdon.
Rigdon.
Yeah, it's
R-I-G-D-O-N. But you go by Ryan Lane.
Yes, correct. Families, so we didn't get confused between another company. That's right. My father.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's go. We're going to go over some important issues. Listeners, get out your notepads. Take a note on this because this can save you a lot of money and a lot of stress. These are some things that you want to take note of as far as not having to call Ryan, right?
Right, yes.
Yes.
Always encourage that.
Okay. You say every 5 years.
If you never had a sewer problem or it is far and few between, I would say at least every 5 years to have your lines checked, at least your main, because you don't want surprises, especially during the holidays.
But you said to let them run a cable through it?
Yes, just get it cleaned out, make sure there's nothing going on that's going to be a surprise. Like you have roots and then, you know, next thing you know, you have a crowd of people coming in or you're having a family coming over to get together. And next thing you know, your sewer's full of, you're back to full of water in your basement because everybody's been rushing into the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No powdered soaps. Eliminate powdered soaps.
Correct.
Take all those powdered soaps and throw them in the garbage.
That is the worst thing, one of the worst things, I should say, that you can use. Especially in your dishwasher now, it's more prevalent. People buy the pods, and there's always powdered soap. They don't make all liquid ones that I've never seen. No pods. liquid only. The ones for the washer usually are all liquid. I've never seen any powder ones so far of that. But
well, they used to have powder soap for the washer.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm saying as far as the pods go.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
What happens with the powder? Why no powder?
It rehardens inside the line.
Ah.
So even overnight when everybody goes to bed or when everybody's gone for the day, that stuff rehardens and kind of goes back to its natural form, which is not necessarily a powder, but it's granule. And after so long, that stuff piles up and it gets in like concrete in there. And it could be a pain sometimes to get it open. If it go untreated for too long, I've seen some nasty basements or lines that has to be cut out and replaced because it has gone too far.
Okay. Something else on the list, which I know, wet wipes.
No.
Never flush a wet wipe down the drain. And if you have rentals,
put it in your lease to make sure they say no wet wipes. Yeah.
They pull a wet wipe out, you're paying for the service call because wet wipes are not meant to flush down a toilet.
No. They say that, and just like it's a marketing thing. It's flushable. And you can flush it, but they didn't tell you what it does afterwards. And it's worse than roots, in my opinion, because you get so much on the end of your cable, you got to pull it out, and you got to run it back through there, grab some more, pull it out. I've spent up to 14 hours on one line.
What's the craziest thing you ever pulled out?
Oh. The craziest thing I think I've ever done.
Or what are some things off the wall?
Well, honestly, my first experience, and I'll never forget this. It was late at night, and my grandfather says, "Hey, you want to go with me on the one down the street?" And I said, "Sure." And it was an older lady. I think she was in her 90s then, and my grandfather was probably in his 50s at the time. We had went there, and we got stuck there for like 3 hours, and we couldn't figure out why. It was a line stopped up in the stack. And we ran the cable going up the stack to get it open instead of pulling the toilet because a lot of times pulling the toilet is not necessary. So we got our cable wrapped up something and we couldn't figure out what it was. We couldn't get the cable back out. And we're both yanking and pulling and pulling and yanking. And we finally got it to come down the stack from the toilet line and started seeing material. Him and I both looking at each other, kind of like, What the heck is this? I mean, after hours of getting it through the line and getting pulled down to the opening, and even getting through the opening was miserable, but I'll cut this short. She had flushed a pair of overhauls down the toilet. And she had an old toilet, so the toilet hole was actually a lot bigger than the average one.
How did it get up
today.
The stack?
Well, she had flushed it down. It was her late husband's.
Flushed it down the toilet?
Yeah. She didn't want to throw it away. And I'll never, like I said, I'll never forget this. Her reasoning was, is because she didn't want to create too much trash because she didn't, she thought she would get charged more the more she had put out. And at that, at well, that time was not okay. true.
All right.
Oh, so, and my grandfather asked her, you know, how'd you even get it through there? She goes, she was using the end of a stick, like as far as like a broom handle or whatever, and slowly kept feeding it in there and kept working at it.
Oh boy.
To finally get it to go through.
Okay, next on the list, no wait, no overalls.
No, coveralls.
For sure. But
underwear, but shoes.
Things like that.
Yeah.
And no hygiene products.
Correct.
Female hygiene products.
Correct.
No. Put them in a trash can.
Yes.
And, but don't flush them down the stool.
They're designed to do one thing, and that's to swell up, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what they're going to do in the sewer line, you know. And they catch on anything. Even if it's a little bump, but they just lay in there and they catch on toilet paper when you're using it and they can pile up and cause issues. I see more prevalent in schools, but also still there are some at home. You know? Yeah.
Tree roots.
My favorite.
you got cutters. You can cut those tree roots out.
Yeah, until they get to a certain size, but yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so preventive maintenance. Cut the tree down.
Yeah, if you know you have root problems and stuff like that, have your line cleaned out more often. And most people have it done knowing they have a tree root problem, and they go.
Are you talking like the five-year method?
Well, even if 5 years, some people go 8-10 years before they'll notice they have another problem, and there's not that many people in the home. You don't realize you have a problem until it gets real bad. But if you have it cleaned out more often and have the roots cut out, you know, they don't grow as big. They'll eventually still get bigger, but not as fast. In my opinion, after over 20-something years of this.
What's your opinion on Drano and acids?
Regular Drano and stuff is fine as far as if I have to work with it or anybody. But safety for someone, whoever you call out, if people use the sulfuric acid or by the hot or liquid fire or something like that, that is very dangerous.
Even Drano, that stuff can burn you.
It can burn a little bit, but when you're used to it doing all the time, it tingles basically. But the harsher stuff will burn through your skin, tear equipment up, get into our eyes or on our face. And that's anybody that you have out. I always hate that feeling of knowing because you can smell it. You know when somebody uses it.
Is there a counter to it that you can pour down there?
I always recommend baking soda because baking soda will help neutralize the acid. It's not 100% foolproof, but it'll help better than none. So I tell people to pour that in there before I show up. So that way, if they had used a harsh chemical, because I always ask those questions when somebody calls.
Hey, let's touch on outside cleanouts. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
What's important to know about outside cleanouts?
I always kind of give people a heads up saying that's your lifeline to your sewer. And sometimes, you know, sometimes we can't access from the in the house as easy or do a better job. Sometimes the sewer lines, you know, inside the home are smaller than outside. And it's always best to have the access.
Cleanouts are much easier.
Oh, outside. It's not just much easier. It gives us advantage of being timely versus being somewhere for hours and costly.
Yeah.
That's the other thing is costly. And when I always tell people, put a brick or something over top or a paver to remind you where it's at. If you don't call me for 3 or 5 years, I may not remember exactly where it's at, and neither will you. But if you put something around it or mark it, then you know where it is, and the timing of it will save you a lot of money.
I have another suggestion.
Yeah.
And you probably know this too, but if you have a clean out, try to make it cut so that it's not up above the ground a lot, you know, because what happens is people will, you know, I mean, it needs to be just a little bit above the ground because if you drive over it, then all of a sudden you've got a backhoe in, you're digging the thing up.
That is correct. And that's either make it a foot above or make it flush with the ground, like I said, or put something over top of that. Preferably, I always like a foot above the ground so you can see it all the time.
Yeah, that'd probably be,
you know,
that's pretty high.
Being mowed over, a foot is not, you know.
Yeah.
6 inches to a foot. That way especially have some company come in that mows your lawn, maybe not see it if your grass is a little tall in the ground and hit it with their lawnmower and cut the top of the cap off, stuff starts falling in. I've had that happen a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Or like you said, other thing is, and it does happen, people driving over it.
Yeah.
Especially
just smashing it.
Moving in, moving out, or trying to make extra parking, and people just drive over it. And they smash it down. Yeah. Especially plastic. Plastic will get shoved down in there and cut your sewer line off, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How about add-ons, if you're looking to add on, and versus adding on to a clean out?
Well,
you mentioned something about that.
The few things that I've seen is where people add on to their home and they have a clean out outside or a trap.
They build over top of it.
And a lot of times if they're adding a bathroom or adding, you know, that type of stuff going on, they will run the pipe over and drop it on top of the clean out. And then we have no access to get to it. So, and give you a little example. If we clean the line from the basement, because we don't have access to underneath that add on, we don't even know it's there. What did the cable end up doing? 9 times out of 10, it will hop up and go up. It won't go through the trap. It'll hop and go up. And then you can wind up underneath the addition. You can do all sorts of damages, you know, as far as plumbing, wiring, or anything like that, because our cable's flopping around underneath there. And sometimes we may not know it until it's too late.
And another suggestion that we both agree on is if you're adding on, or if you're building, or if you're a do-it-yourselfer, you know, be sure and get the advice or get a licensed plumber in
yes.
to get it done correctly, because it'll save you a lot of headaches.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Anything like that, I don't usually touch plumbing because I do a lot of work for plumbing companies and union and non-union. And I never really got into that because I have enough on my hands enough as it is. But yes, please hire someone that has experience, that has a license, so that way it could be done properly, and it makes our lives much easier. And like I said, once again, save you money in the long run.
Yes. And then one thing we want to also is kids. If you have young kids, my son George, when he was growing up, he was, you know, 2, 3 years old. He loved flushing anything and everything down the toilet. Anything he could get, he would flush it down the toilet. And if I pulled that toilet one time, I pulled it 15 times, you know? maybe you got to put a padlock on the toilet. I don't know. But kids like to flush things.
And this kind of reverts also back to the wipes a little bit as well. When I go to somebody's home, well, you know, I tell them not to flush it, but we'll take the wipes out. Just like toys in the bathtub.
Yeah. No wipes on premise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you're using it, you'll throw it away. But some people, you know, like I said, same with wipes or toys in the toilet. They're going to flush them down there, even though you tell them, do not. They're curious. They know it goes down the hole, and then
yeah,
they don't know
great.
What happens
it's
to it.
Magic.
Them. Right. Disappears. It's gone.
Hey, we're running close on time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And one added thing with this 9-inch rain we had, mm-hmm. okay, some suggestions that people can do. Possibly, if they can, to prevent their basements from getting flooded again with sewer. And the reason that happens is because in the old days, the rainwater and the sewer sometimes were mixed together.
Yeah, combined, yes.
Air combined.
Yeah.
And would you say in Alton they spent how many millions of dollars?
I know at least they spent well over 50 trying to convert, or not say convert, but take the storm sewers and disconnect them from the city sewers.
Yeah.
And that's that way, A, they're not processing all the water they shouldn't need to be processing. And B, and just like in this example with all the rain that we've had, you know, once the system gets overwhelmed, it's got to go somewhere, and it's going to go in your home.
And then how about grass? You kind of need to get your grass. Don't put your grass in the streets to go into the storm sewer.
Yeah,
I've heard that.
Yeah, people, you know, cut and they blow it out in the streets and it winds up in there.
And it helps stop it up.
Yeah.
But they can put, on existing systems, they can put what's called a gate valve or a backflow.
Yes.
To keep it from happening.
Gate valves are obviously going to be more expensive, but they're more, what's the word I'm looking for? More secure that you're almost guaranteed the water is not going to come back in your home. And the backflows are easier to install. They're a lot cheaper to put in. You can have them put in the basement or have them put outside. Personally, I like them outside because at least gives you a flush or two when you need to use the restroom or a little bit of water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. most people don't understand that once it's raining that hard and having that amount of rain, you can't use much water in your home. One or two things are going to happen. It's either going to still back up in your basement because you use too much, but also you're taking the risk of pushing that flapper open and allowing water to come in. Once it gets pushed open, that water's still coming inside. So you still have to limit your water in that large amount of rain. Gate valves, you know, secured, same thing. You use water, you're still going to have water coming back up in your basement because you're using water.
Ryan, it's been very educational.
Yes, sir.
And thanks so much for coming in.
I appreciate
it. If somebody wants to get
me.
A hold of you, 618-971-3441.
Yes, sir.
And you can help him out. He's the best. There's no doubt about it. I definitely recommend Ryan Lane if you have sewer issues.
Can I say one more quick thing?
Sure.
Please be patient with anybody that you call, especially like myself. There's only one of me. And at times, yes, we can run late going from one job to next. We don't know how long we're going to be there. So just please be patient on anybody that's maybe running late. You have to understand, sometimes you just don't know how long you're going to be somewhere.
Yes.
Yes.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.